Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Bridget. Can I please have an email address?
Well, actually, I don't even know who you guys are, but you're attempting to charge my bank account for
$18.95. Okay. Can I please have the email address?
But you don't have an email address for me is what I'm saying, because I don't even know who you are. I'm just looking at my bank account, and you're trying to pull money out of my account.
Okay, well, we won't know that until we look, to be sure. So can I have your email address?
Sure. MelanieBaker67@gmail.
Can you spell that again? Did you say Melanie Baker?
Yeah. MelanieBaker67 at Gmail.
Gmail, can you please state the first and last name on the account?
I don't know, like, Melanie Baker, I guess. I don't have an account with y'all. I don't even know who you are. You have something to do with real estate, right?
You can look up a property report. That's what you can
do. I'm
sorry? I said you can look up a property report, but I have an account pulled up for you with Property Record, and it looks like you did look up a location, like a report on a home.
But I haven't looked up a report on a home.
I can give you the address if you would like.
Okay, that'd be great, because I have a home. I'm not selling. I'm not looking at real estate. So, you know, help me out, because I need my money back in my account, 18, because I didn't order anything. And I live in Alabama, by the way, and you guys are in California. So, yeah.
No, we're not in California. We just take calls for that company.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Well, okay. So
you looked up.
I need to dispute whatever this is.
771 Creekwood Drive in Mobile.
I don't even know what that is. Like, I haven't looked at anything. I don't.
Okay. Well, I can refund you the charges back.
Well, if you would, I would really appreciate it, because I own my home. I'm not looking for another home. And maybe somebody just accidentally, I don't know, put their... Well, I need to know what you're looking at, to be honest, because you said you thought you could see an account. So if you can see an account, whose name is on that account?
Yours.
My name is on that account, all right? Mm-hmm. And if my name is on that account, what is the other information that you have? Because Melanie Baker, I don't have an account with you guys. So, obviously, this is somebody else doing something. I just don't know how they're doing it. So, if you could help me with what you're seeing on your end, like, did they put in my address? Because I can give you my address. I can give you my phone number. Because if they don't have those two things, then it's a fraudulent account.
Okay, Mel, I could just cancel it and refund you your money back.
Okay. I mean, I appreciate that. I just would like... So, like, where my data is breached. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And this is on my credit card as well. This is not even on my bank account. This is my credit card. So something somewhere is, like, is wrong. I just don't know where it is. When was the account made?
This account was made May 29th. March 26th. My bad. I'm sorry.
That's okay. So has there been any other payments out, any other payments out? Like, why would somebody have made an account in March and then not looked at anything until 1895 now, today? You know what I'm saying? Have you charged me before and I just didn't see it? Like in April and perhaps even in March?
It was charged.
Yeah, in April, U.S. home data. Yep.
May, April, March.
Okay, so if you would please, please refund all three of these months, because I don't even know what the heck this is, and close that account down, I would really appreciate that, because I don't know where I've been breached, but I guess I'm going to have to trade my credit card for another. I'm glad I caught it now. So, if you would do that, I would appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment, please.
Okay. And thank you for being sweet to me. I appreciate that also. Nobody likes dealing with money.
Mm-mm.
When it's being taken away.
So you should receive the refunds in 3 to 5 business days of 1895 on 3 charges.
Okay. All right, that's perfect.
And also 3 confirmation numbers ready for you as well.
Okay. Just a second. Something to write with. And thank you for the text also.
And the confirmation number, the first one is 151-8477.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The next one is 151-8478.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is 151-8480.
What? They skipped 79.
Probably somebody else refunded before me. All right. Is there anything else I could do for you today?
Oh, no, ma'am. I appreciate your help very, very much. Thank you.
All right.
And I hope you have a good day.
Thank you. Same to you as well. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.